Good evening and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here at the Madeleine for the offering of this Mass this evening on this Ash Wednesday that as we begin this 6-week time of prayer, of fasting, abstinence, acts of charity, acts of penance, in preparation for Holy Week and for Easter. Now, if you're thinking about doing something more for Lent than simply giving up chocolate, we have books for you to take at the end of Mass for free. And we're giving away free things. So free stuff is good stuff. So we're giving away copies of Matthew Kelly's book, The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. Mr. Kelly's going to be speaking in Tulsa in a few weeks. He's one of the best-known Catholic lay evangelists in the United States right now. And so the Men's Club has purchased these books to give out for free as something for us to read and focus on about how to energize our life in Christ, particularly being active in the Church. So they're free to take with you to read throughout the season of Lent. Also, on the Fridays of Lent, just to know that you're welcomed here tonight, as you are on Sundays, as also on the Friday nights of Lent, which we have devotions here at the Madeleine, and we have a holy hour at 5 p.m. We have a meatless meal at 6, and then we have Stations of the Cross at 7. Again, all are welcome to be here. Repent and believe in the gospel. Those are words that we may hear in a few moments spoken to us. Or the alternative is, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. As we take on the ashes upon our foreheads, the ashes that from the palms of last year's Passion Sunday that have been burned, that these ashes will wear as a traditional sign of repentance. And also those ashes remind us of our mortality as we begin this time of Lent today. Repent and believe in the gospel. On this one day particularly, we wear literally on our foreheads this mark of repentance. It's also a mark of faith. It's an act of humility to admit that we cannot save ourselves. We cannot redeem ourselves. We cannot free ourselves from sin and the effect of sins. Instead, we look to Jesus, our Savior, who saves us. We're also admitting our mortality. It's an act of humility, an act of faith to wear this mark out in public as you go out this evening from the parish church. Believe. Repent. Remember. This mark of faith, we're also publicly saying that God is real. God is not simply a theory. We're saying that faith matters. It's not just a hobby that we do when we have the time. We're saying that living a life in Christ is crucial. It's not simply to be done at our convenience. And whatever acts of penance, of prayer, of charity that we decide to take upon during this time of Lent, God is using that to invite us into a deeper relationship, a deeper communion with Him. This time of Lent is not a period for us to beat ourselves black and blue about the would have, could have, should have about our life, about our sins. Yes, we are confronted by the reality of our sins, the effects they have on our lives and the lives of others, but also Lent is a time of hope. The marks upon our foreheads, the ashes, that's also a sign of hope. That God loves us. That God in the person of Jesus dies for us. That God walks with us. And particularly in these acts of faith, hope, and love, of our charity, of our penance, of our prayer, and particularly through the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist, especially in these 6 weeks, the Lord is inviting us into a deeper faith, a deeper relationship, a deeper communion as we wear these marks of our faith, of our humility, of our repentance. Believe, repent, remember. As we wear these marks of faith on this Ash Wednesday, there are other Christians throughout the world who at this time are wearing a different mark, of their faith. It's not in ashes. It's in blood. Probably many of you are aware that this, only 3 days ago, in Libya, in North Africa, 21 Egyptian Christians, and they were Christians, not merely Egyptian citizens, were taken out and they were martyred by the terrorist Islamic radical militant group called ISIS. And some of those men, some of those Christians, died with the name of Jesus on their lips. That's their mark of faith. And as Pope Francis has said, it doesn't matter whether they were Catholic, whether they were Orthodox, whether they were Coptics, whether they were Protestants. They're Christians. And together we share that faith, that mark of faith. Perhaps another thing that we can do in this time of Lent is to pray particularly for those 21 Christians martyred on that beach. And to pray for the conversion of the hearts of those who took their lives and to justify such violence in the name of their religion or of any religion. And let us also remember that ISIS is killing far more Muslims than they are killing anybody else. Muslims who do not live up to their standards. Let us pray for particularly our brothers and sisters, whether it's in Africa, Asia, South America, the Middle East, that are suffering violent persecution for their faith or by the virtues of the faith that they are called to live in the name of Jesus. Something for us to do in addition to giving up chocolate. Repent and believe in the gospel. Because we are saying particularly today as we enter this season, God is real, faith matters. Living a life in Christ is to be the very center of our lives. So let us open our hearts in humility and in faith. Let the Lord touch them, touch our hearts, so that our hearts conform to be like more like that of Jesus, who loves us, who dies with us, and who walks with us every step of the way of this journey of Lent to Easter and beyond.